Well, we were discussing about love. Love, you know, love is daya, not lust. Love, you know, it diffuses. Lust possesses. The difference is, you know, when you go to the sattvic level, you have got a normal and natural tendency to, you know, vibrate love everywhere. You don't want much possess, you know, you want to give, open out. So, the distinction between love and lust is, one is of a possessive nature, another is of a giving nature. It just simply gives. When you get into the sattvic platform, you know, you vibrate love, true love. See, this is the same for, you know, human being, for animals, for plants and trees. Because in the sattvic level, you are able to perceive the living principle in everything. See, the tree grows. The animals also, they have got all feeling, everything. Even man crawls, you know. All these things you can perceive. If you have got, the eye vision afforded by rising above your sattva. Sattva means kindness, all kindness to everybody and everything. In Rajas, you know, your predominant, you know, faculty is to possess, run about possess, and, you know, get joy out of all these fleeting matters, you know. Maybe you are a man with some discrimination and all, but you are not out of the sensual, grip. See, you run about, you want to make factories, you want to build this, you want to build that. A certain amount of dynamism is set in you. That is not free of lust. All these go together, you know. A rajasic man may be able to love, but not to that extent to which a sattvic man may love. You know, a tamasic man is more a brute. He has minimum loving capacity. He is all only, you know, murkha. That is, you know, blinded by passion, ignorance, and all sorts that make him, you know, feel an apology of a human frame he is having. By some pura punyam, he got the human frame. But now, by his activities and inner potencies, it is an apology actually. An apology of a human frame, not real human frame at all. So, these three modes, you know, they are all to be studied. So, to go above the three modes only, the Lord is now, you know, advocating some channel, some path. If you are on a tamasic level, then you have to work up. Rajasic level, you have to work up with the grace of the Lord. When you come to sattvic level, you know, you have known something of pure love. Pure love means love for love's own sake, expecting nothing in return, feeling the difficulty of anybody else just like that, you know, getting melted by the suffering and all that. That is possible only in the sattvic level, you know. The Rajasic man himself is capable of inflicting suffering. What suffering can he feel? Maybe he is worried about his own surroundings and his own people, and he may try to passionately protect them, and even that act he may wound others, he won't bother about it. A tamasic man is wholesale bundle of, you know, afflictions for him and afflictions for others. But a sattvic man is too very particular that he should not wound people. His actions will be such, you know, that neither he will be wounded to a great degree or even to some degree, and he will see to it that others are not wounded. The other man is wounded, you know, he feels the pain. So he refrains, sometimes, you know, by, you know, control, sometimes by avoiding, and like that in a judicial and a diplomatic way, you know, so that he is not placing his own self in such a difficult situation. But, you know, sattva also, you know, it is not so steady, you know. By the influence of rajas and tamas, you know, it yields somewhat, you know, to lower strata. So, while in sattva itself, you know, one gets a good guide, if he is so fortunate, and the guide, you know, more and more reinforces sattva in him to take him beyond sattva. When the man is beyond all three planes, you know, he is very safe. The method advocated here by the Lord is, you know, you start first shedding your tamas and rajas by the equal vision, by, you know, non-possession, by getting free from lust, and by broadening your heart to so many things, so that no single particular thing will have a great influence upon you. If you have only four people to think about, then every intense feeling is shared between four, no? You are good, you are bad, you are emotion, you are non-emotion, everything. But if you widen your circle to say 100, then your comparative cognizance of each individual is somewhat, you know, 1 by 100. That it is, you know, 4 by 4. Now it is, you know, say 4 by 100. So the more and more broad you go in the initial stages, you know, it helps you to break your ego, you know. And once ego is broken, you know, every troublesome enemy you have removed. The fellow will come, you know, in your thought of God. And he will come in the, you know, execution of sattva. He will butt in like an unwanted fellow in a, you know, in a divine place. He will butt in and he will have no option because he is your friend. He is somewhat a friend. And tamas, he happens to be another friend. So they are all interlinked, you know. So sattva man by himself is a little, you know, not in advantage to dismiss rajas and tamas unless aided from the far beyond by the Lord, you know. When he is aided by God, no, beyond sattva, then he is pulled towards that plane beyond all these three modes, becomes more, you know, I mean, stabilized, more strong and all, and thereby he gets the power, you know, to dissociate from the other two people, rajas and tamas. So unless he is aided by the Lord or by the Guru Maharaj or by some awakened soul to higher height, he also oscillates, you know, out of pity, pathos, this and that, and once in a way gets dragged down also, you know. So sattva by itself is not such a safe plane. Unless it is backed and, you know, and helped by, you know, the plane beyond sattva. The Guru Maharaj is beyond all these three moods, you know. So to his own disciples, you know, he gives that much power and always tries to pull him, you know, so that these two, lower elements are not able to do much damage to him. No? Just like in the presence of a light, darkness is not there. No? In the presence of a Pakka Guru Maharaj, a realized, you know, person illuminating and, you know, spreading a lot of knowledge and wisdom, you know, these two elements become very weak and rather, you know, go away. They shy away. They don't come nearby at all. You know, darkness is only where there is no light, you know. So to advance in this level, you know, to really love the Lord even, you know, you should somehow get rid of these two troublesome fellows. First up. Really. It is very powerful also in the initial stages, you know. So from there you have to somehow come to the fellow Rajas.